Extending protections for tenants struggling in the pandemic, formalising a 5-week parental leave, and with ministers grounded, the St Patrick's Day celebrations. Some of the items for consideration by the Cabinet later on today. Our political correspondent Micheál Lehane joins me with more. Micheál, Minister Dara O'Brien, the Housing Minister, to extend these rent protections for tenants. What's involved here?
Yeah, the rent protections at the moment come in two parts. One of them, which is the blanket ban on evictions, that is linked to the 5-kilometre limit, and that is due to expire within 10 days of that limit if it is changed. And of course, that's set to run until April 5th, but a review to take place by government in the lead up to it. But as well as that, if that does fall at some point in April, then there is another piece of legislation that does a more targeted piece in one sense that does allow protections for tenants if they find themselves in arrears, that if they make a self-declaration stating that their income has fallen as a result of the pandemic, that they do have protections from being evicted for a period, and also that they can't face any rent increases in that point as well. So that piece of legislation that was due to expire on April 12th, that now it's expected Cabinet this morning will extend that until July 12th, which offers tenants a form of protection at least until the second week in July.
Now, we also in the budget for 2021 had an announcement that parental leave would be extended from 2 weeks to 5 weeks. Will they move to give effect to that today?
Yeah, it seems that that is going to happen fairly soon now, possibly from the beginning of April. Cabinet will discuss it this morning. The Children's Minister, Roderick O'Gorman, bringing a memo before colleagues. That is going to increase from 2 weeks to 5 weeks. Of course, that's leave that would see a payment of €245 for each parent during that period. It is likely to benefit possibly up to 30,000 parents, and it is open to anyone who has had a child since November 2019. So it's a significant measure and something that has been spoken about since the government was formed. As well as that, there is an anomaly arising around adoptive leave that male same-sex couples haven't been able to avail of the full period of adoptive leave. That will also change in this particular memo, and one other in this particular piece of legislation ultimately, and one other piece as well means that the parents' leave at the moment can only be taken within the first year of a child's life or the first year of when a child comes to a family in the case of an adoption. That now is going to be extended to 2 years, so it can be taken over a 2-year period. And it's interesting too that it is that piece of legislation, the Family Leave Bill, that the government will use to include amendments and bring before the Oireachtas fairly soon around the whole personal injuries question arising from decisions taken by the judiciary at the weekend. So that piece of legislation will combine two bits, changes to personal injuries guidelines and also those changes to extend family leave and parents' leave.
Now, normally at this time of year, I'd be talking to you, Micheál, and to other political correspondents about where our ministers would be going for St. Patrick's Day. We all remember last year, of course, Leo Varadkar in Washington when he announced that lockdown. This year, though, it's going to have to be a St. Patrick's Day with a difference. And ministers grounded?
Yeah, ministers grounded. And of course, that decision, the big decision taken some time back about the Taoiseach not travelling to Washington. So today the Cabinet will discuss what the government will do to try and get its message out there on Patrick's Day. And there will be contact by ministers to people across Europe and across the world as well. But one of the central strategies appear to be that the Irish embassies all around the world will hold virtual events with key contacts in each of their regions. And also there will be a major role for President Michael D. Higgins as well in sending out that message on St. Patrick's Day, an attempt by government to try and ensure that that contact built up over several decades is maintained virtually this year. Simon Coveney, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, to update colleagues on this morning, but he will attend the Cabinet virtually following his recent return from Iran.
Two other issues, the mandatory hotel quarantining. Do you expect sign off today on those contracts? And we will be talking about Davy later, but the Central Bank before the Finance Committee.
Yeah, I think the Cabinet will be speaking about the mandatory quarantine system. It's expected that the Health Minister will informally, it seems, update colleagues on where that is at. The contract may not quite be signed today. It may be another day or two before that happens, but it will happen this week, ultimately then paving the way for the system. It's felt to be up and running possibly next week, and that you could see up to 6 hotels in the Greater Dublin area used for that. Some questions still that have to be dealt with there is how much will each person pay if they do have to spend the full term of 14 days in a hotel in quarantine. That's one of the things that has to be resolved. There's also likely to be a communications initiative through the weekend, letting everyone know that this new system is coming into place next week.
Micheál Lehane, our political correspondent, thank you very much. 19 minutes past 7.